We warned you a little earlier that you could just about meet anybody in this particular village because, well, there are lots of very, very well-known personalities living here and working here. And we've already heard from Colin in the village pub, and over to Ernie Arman now, who I believe has found someone extremely famous, and it could just about be anybody really we heard, Alan, couldn't it, Ernie?
You're right. A coastload arrived in one body here, yeah. Well, guess who should walk into the local but Kate Robbins. Good afternoon, Kate.
Hello, Ernie.
It would be a silly question for me to say why did you choose to live here, but I'd love to know how you managed to find this little village in the first place.
Well, actually, I was expecting my first baby, and my husband, Keith, said, right, we're going to live in the country. We want to be somewhere near the M1 on the way up north, because we're both northerners. And we kept driving up the M1 till we got to, each junction got cheaper and cheaper. And then eventually we found Toddington. We thought that was lovely. And then we found Tebworth just off Toddington and just saw the place we wanted. And that's how it literally was, just driving around.
And then you found the Queen's Head, and that settled it, I suppose.
And that's it. We've lived in the Queen's Head ever since.
You've wandered in with your family. Perhaps we'll have a chat with the youngsters in a couple of minutes.
Oh, dear.
You're obviously busy doing cabaret and the rest of it, but I imagine a lot of your life these days is voiceovers and Spitting Image and other programmes.
Actually, I don't do so much cabaret now that I've got three young kids, because, you know, I like to get home and sort of put them to bed and things like that. So most of my work is voiceover work and television. So I'm doing a telly later today. I'm going off to pre-record another new programme. But yeah, I mean, I've just done a load of win, lose or draws, which are on every morning in a few weeks' time. But voiceover is a great job for a mother, because it only takes an hour. And you can literally just be, say, once I was a blackcurrant in a Ribena commercial, all I had to do was go, woohoo! And that was it, you know, and I got paid for an hour's work, and I just went, woohoo, and I was out in 5 seconds.
Hardly worth the journey to the studios.
Oh, no, it was. I can assure you it was.
We won't go into details there.
No, it's always worth turning up.
What about the Spitting Image characters that you do? Do you get much time to think of the characters, or is it...
No, when we were doing Spitting Image, because it was so topical, obviously we had to come up with voices, whichever politician was in the news that week. The trouble is with it was that there weren't any interesting women politicians, because, you know, Gillian Shepherd hasn't really got a voice to imitate, and Edwina Curry hasn't either. And the only one was, of course, Margaret Thatcher. And, of course, everybody does her, don't they? And her teeth started to go a bit strange. And her S's started to go a bit like that. And, actually, I didn't do her on Spitting Image. She was done by a man.
That's right.
So it was left for me to do Diana, Fergie, Anne, Queen Mum, all sorts of others.
So what happens if you're given a character because they need it in a sketch, like, say, Gillian Shepherd? You have to do a sort of caricature of the voice, I imagine.
You have to. I mean, we just made Edwina Curry out to be the devil. Poor woman. We were a bit cruel on her. So I just had a sort of like a Cruella de Vil type character. I will rule the world. Just made her talk like that. She doesn't talk like that at all. I mean, Fergie's voice, I always made her laugh, sort of like, hello. And I gave her this ridiculous snorting laugh, which I'm sure she's never done in her life. And in a way, I'm glad Spitting Image isn't on anymore, because of what's been going on with the Royals. I mean, they're writing their own comedy scripts. We can't keep up with them, can we?
A bit difficult to beat. It puts me in mind of June Whitfield's lovely idea for the Queen Mum. It sort of sounds like Irene Handler at her best.
And also Beryl Reid sometimes, isn't it? It's like a cross between the two, yes. Well, you don't often hear the Royals speak normally. You see, whenever you hear the Royals talking, they're always giving a speech. So for years, I thought Princess Diana was just a Sloan Ranger type, okay, yeah. And then when we heard her, the first time I ever heard her properly was on the Panorama interview. And, you know, we found out that she spoke with this very soft voice, you know. But, I mean, it might have been a voice she was putting on for sympathy, I don't know.
But you used it for a few weeks after that,
absolutely,
no doubt.
And when I met Princess Anne I'm just going to name drop now, Buckingham Palace.
Everybody in the pub just bowed and curtsied then.
Yes, I know, it's lovely, isn't it? She said to me, who are you? And I said, I'm Kate Robbins, I'm an impressionist. And who are you? You got an exhibition on anywhere? So she obviously thought I was an impressionist painter, which is a bit embarrassing. But apart from that, no, I mean, it's a sort of job that you don't ever do an impression of someone to their face. You wait till they've walked out the door and do it behind their back.
Now, you live in the village, or very close to the village, with your husband, Keith Attack. Now, I've got to get that right, haven't I?
Attack, you have, because if you say Attack, we were thinking of names for boys, and we thought Arthur was quite nice, until we realised if we shortened it, it'd be Art-A-Tack. So we cut that one out, and he ended up as George. But no, it's a strange surname, isn't it? My husband's a musician, writer, guitarist, writes a lot of music for commercials in Singapore and programmes out there, and he also plays at the moment with Bonnie Tyler, so he does a lot of touring around, but he's home at the moment, which is nice.
That's an interesting life. I'm wondering how... people in Singapore and decided to choose Keith to do their music? I mean, it's a long way away, isn't it?
Well, there's something called ISDN, which I'm sure you know about, which is when you send it down the line, literally. He records it in his studio at home, sends it down the line, and it gets there straight away.
Yeah.
I sound like a good advert for ISDN, though, don't I?
Well, they'll probably put the check in the post, I'm sure.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, you're living with talented parents means the children must have taken something, have they?
Well, George, come here. George, come here. I've got three kids, and they're all impressionists, and this is George doing his John Major.
Right, George, come on over here with your smart waistcoat. That's a smart one.
Hello,
Norma, he's trying to say it again.
Hello, Laura.
Hello, Norma, that was John Major. Yes, well, he wasn't his best. He hadn't rehearsed very much, I'm afraid.
Well, he's working on it, isn't he?
He's working on it, yeah, it gets better.
Now, you're quite well known in this area for being well involved with charity, aren't you?
Yeah, well, I'm president, honorary president, that is. Of course, Princess Anne is the president. I'm honorary president of the Luton and Dunstable branch of Save the Children. And every year we have a cricket match, which we advertise. We start advertising around Christmas time. It's usually in June. But we try and have fundraising events to raise as much money as possible, because with the National Lottery giving us some money this year, actually, it is more difficult now to raise money, because a lot of people think when they've bought a lottery ticket, oh, that's it, I've done my bit for charity. So we're always trying to think of ways. So if any of your listeners want to join our branch, we'd be very happy to see them. And we have meetings and we have a good laugh. And all the girls that run it are great. And I hope they're listening at the moment. Jackie, Teresa, and I can't mention all of them. I'll get into trouble for not mentioning all of them. But we have a great laugh, and it's a load of women together. It doesn't have to be women, though. We are looking for more men, if you know what I mean. And it's great fun. You know, we try and raise as much money as possible, because it is a very good charity. It doesn't only deal with the third world. We also deal with the UK, and we have got a lot of projects in the UK which are working to help children, and that, you know, children's lives benefit from it.
Yeah. I'm glad that you did get money from the lottery, but the lottery is sort of running into sort of bad publicity, but in fact they are dishing out money, so there's a good side of it we tend to forget sometimes.
Yes, well, there's a good side and a bad side. The good side is that we did get a very nice check this year, so I think the bad side is that, as I say, people tend to be a bit more, how can I say, apathetic towards giving to us, because they think that, you know, buying a ticket means they've already given. So it's a little bit more difficult for us to raise more funds at the moment, but generally people are very generous, and I think when they know where the money's going to, you know, it is a great charity.
Yeah, and, so I'll persuade John Pilgrim there to unstitch his pockets then.
Yeah, we'll get 5p off him.
It'll be the first time ever.
Right, well, didn't get the round in.
No, in fairness to us, I can say, and Kate will remember, that we at Three Counties Radio actually supported your cricket match, didn't we, in the summer?
I was just going to say you did, and you've been very supportive and given us lots of plugs for it, and I shall be nagging you again next year.
Kate, I can't imagine being nagged by a nicer person. Can I just ask you, do you actually get to see much of the results of the way the money's spent on Save the Children yourself?
I actually get reports sent to me. I'm hoping to actually go and visit some other places in the future, which is much more difficult, obviously.
Sure.
But yes, I mean, it is one of the rare charities where it actually does go to the children. I mean, sometimes a lot of administrative things means that the money gets tied up with that, but really the money, it does go to the children, and that's the most important thing.
Yeah. Well, I know you're going to rush off and get the roast beef ready, or perhaps it's already ready.
I'm going to work this evening. I don't usually work on a Sunday, but I'm going off.
Just like to say thanks very much for speaking to us.
Well, thank you very much. It's been nice. It's not usual to see microphones in this pub, I must say.
Kate, thank you very much indeed.
Thanks, John. Thanks, Ernie.
Thank you.